David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful that you are here to join us and to be with us on Worship Radio 247. And this, I have to say, doesn't happen very often. But we have an appeal. On the 16th of July is our birthday, our sixth birthday. We've been broadcasting for almost 6 years now, non-stop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But we have a license to pay. To be able to play you the music that we play you, it's not free. We have to pay what we call PRS, Performing Rights Society fees, and it's a license that we have to pay every single year. And as our listeners are going up all the time, it gets more and more expensive. And so consequently, we have rather a big bill to pay. I'm not going to tell you the amount, because I want you to ask the Lord what you should give. And the way to give is very, very simple. All you've got to do is go to the website, click on Donate Now, and it'll take you to a PayPal page. Now, you don't need to pay with PayPal. You can pay with a credit card or a debit card. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, we would love you to donate for this license that is coming up. And at the moment, there's no way that we can pay it. As you know, Martin and I don't take a salary. We don't take a penny for ourselves. This is all for the work of the Lord. But this license does need to pay, to be paid. Otherwise, if the license isn't paid, we won't be broadcasting after July the 16th. So please, do all you can. We implore you to seek the Lord as to what you should give. You know, it's like a church service. Every time you go to church, the bucket comes round, the collection plate comes round, and you put some money in. Well, that's every week. We don't do this every week. And so consequently, the collection plate is coming round now for a love offering, and we would love you to give your very best gift to Worship Radio 247 for the license that is coming up. www.worshipradio247.org. It would be wonderful if you could help us out in this way. May the Lord bless you richly.
Welcome to Worship Radio 247, the podcast. It is always wonderful to have your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's program, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And not only that, I'll bring you a word. And today's word, being like Christ, and part 9. If you would like to contact us, it would be great to hear from you. You can send us an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And you can also contact us at this address as well, tv@worshipradio247.org. If you'd like us to pray for you, we would love to do that. And don't forget, if you would like us to broadcast your name, then give us permission to do that and we will do that. If you would rather stay anonymous, that is fine too. We will not mention your name, but we will pray for you. And don't forget also, it's not going to be that long before we will be live once again on Worship Radio 247, and I personally cannot wait. But although we will be going live, we will continue with these podcasts because they're life-changing. We know that they are life-changing. So right now, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And this is great. This is Michael W. Smith, along with Vanessa Campagna. And it's called Waymaker. Once again, that address, that email address, studio@worshipradio247.org.
I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. It makes me
waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker, miracle worker, waymaker, miracle worker. Everybody say, don't see that you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Just listen to those words. Waymaker, promise keeper, miracle worker, light in the darkness. That is Vanessa Campagna and Michael W. Smith. Coming next, here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast, I'll bring you a word, being like Christ. And part 9 today.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It is such an honor and a privilege to bring you God's Word. During our broadcasts here on Worship Radio 247, it really is. And we are in the middle of a series titled Being Like Christ. And these teachings are there for us to understand who God Himself is, who Jesus is. And for us to emulate Him, to be like Him in all the things He does and says. To copy Him. To walk with Him. To talk with Him. And have this exceptional relationship that we have. And as we do this series, I just feel we are being built up more and more and more, and our lives are changing. Mine certainly is. Mine certainly is. No doubt about it. I brought a word a little while ago about changing the way we think. That it's the Holy Spirit that does that, and that is what the Holy Spirit is doing, certainly in my life right now, I can tell you. It's amazing. If you have your Bible with you, turn with me to Proverbs, the third chapter. And we're looking at verses 5 and 6. These words say this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. So amazing, the wisdom of Solomon, as he wrote these under the direction of God Almighty. He wrote these wise phrases, if you will. He goes on to say, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Oh boy, I mustn't digress. I really mustn't. I would love to talk about that, but I mustn't digress. These words for us today: trust in the Lord. It doesn't just say, trust in the Lord, full stop, let's go on to something else now. It doesn't say that. The words say this: trust in the Lord. What? With all your heart. In other words, everything within your sentiment and everything within the deep recesses of your heart. And God is calling out to you today to say, with everything, I want you to trust me with everything. I don't want you to leave anything out at all. Earlier on, I was praying for you, for me. And I was saying, give it all to God. Every horrible, dark recess that you never wanted God to see, give it to Him. Give it all to Him. Whatever it be, it could well be alcohol, it could well be pornography, it could well be lust, it could well be gambling, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just give it to Almighty God and just say, Lord, I lay this down now. I lay it at the foot of your cross, because that is the beginning of the process of completely trusting God. When a problem comes along and you can't deal with it, and you don't want to deal with it, because as you deal with it, it takes your focus away from God. You see, this is what the evil one wants. He wants to say into your ear, look, for goodness sake, you can handle this. You can sort this out yourself. Because he knows as you sort out that problem, your eyes are taken away from him who should be glorified. Your eyes turn away from Jesus because you are sorting it out yourself. And that is what I found myself doing oftentimes. Trying to sort it out myself, trying to change, striving to make that change so that I was going to become a different person. I can't do that. I don't have it in me to do that. I don't have that ability to be able to do that, beloved. I have no idea. I have no clue how to do that. I have to leave it to Almighty God because it is Him who does it. It is Him who is on the throne. It is Him who is saying to me and to you today, trust in me, trust in the Lord. With what? With all your heart. And then he says this: do not depend on your own understanding. In other words, stop trying to work it out. Stop trying to figure out how to do what you need to do, because this has happened. A bill has come in and you can't pay it. Well, if you can't pay it, guess what? you can't pay it. So therefore, it's not your problem any longer. That problem belongs to your Father. And you give it to the Lord and you say to him, Lord, I'm trusting you for this because I can't sort it out. I cannot figure this out at all. I don't know what to do. I have no clue what to do. So therefore, don't try and depend on your own understanding of a situation that you find yourself in. Give it to God. There was a hymn that we used to sing many years ago. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So prophetic. You know, I prayed. Well, I didn't pray actually, but I was hoping and trusting that the numbers of Worship Radio 247 listeners would lift and lift and lift and lift and go higher and higher and higher and higher. Why was that? So that we could attract advertisers, so that we could then start earning some money. That's what I was doing. But I realized it's not about me. Early on in the ministry, I believed that it was all about God. And I started to give him the ministry. I began to say to him, Lord God Almighty, this is for you. I was preaching at a church on Sunday in East Kilbride in Scotland called the Logos Church. And there weren't hundreds of people there. If there were 25 people there, that was amazing. But the worship was so amazing, so God-given. And we worshipped him in spirit and in truth. And we gave him our love as we worshipped. And then we broke bread. And that was awesome. That was so glorious. And then I brought the word. And I know that the anointing was so strong. It's not about the numbers. It's whether the Holy Spirit is residing in that place as we worship and as we bring the word. That is what is vital. That is what is so important. Whether or not the Holy Spirit is there and whether or not God is glorified in that place, that is so important. And here on Worship Radio 247, we glorify God constantly. And we give him the glory, and we give him the honor, and we give him the power, for it is him that does it. It is not me. When healings take place, it's nothing to do with me. It's to do with God Almighty. When your lives are being changed, it's nothing to do with me. It is to do with the Holy Spirit changing you. I'm not standing there laying hands on you. What I'm doing is I am allowing the Spirit of God to change your heart and to change your mind. And that is why when we're trusting in Almighty God, we must not lean on our own understanding, depend on our own understanding. And verse 6 says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. In other words, don't try and do something major in your life without consulting God, because perhaps he doesn't want you to do that. And if he doesn't want you to do that and you do it, then you're walking down the wrong pathway. I've done that so many times, and it leads, beloved, to disaster. I can only spend my time now looking at Almighty God and saying to Almighty God, Father God, I love you with all of my heart, and I do not want to be out of your will anymore, because you, to me, are everything, and you are all I want. You, Lord God, are magnificent. And the blessings come. And the blessings come. And the blessings continue. Because as you do those things, he looks to you and he says, my child, I love you. So much do I love you. And then he says, whatever is going on, I've got this. He said it to me only yesterday. David, I've got this. I've got this. And if God has got this, oh boy, why should I worry? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Father, thank you for your inspired and anointed word today, and I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your name, and I lift your name high, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen.
That is so powerful, and this song is perfect for the word that you've just had. This is Rocket Town Artists, and you are my all in all.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all.
Worthy is your name.
That is so beautiful. That is Rocket Town Artists here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. And that is You Are My All in All. It's been great getting your company.
May His face shine upon you like never before. May you draw near to the heart of God. May the Lord go before you the rest of the week. God bless you.
That is so true. May the Lord bless you. Until the next podcast, I'll bring you Being Like Christ in Part 10. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.